Hey, welcome to episode 6 of the new LifeSpring Family Bible. It's a new week. How was your Sunday? I hope you were able to have a day of rest, meeting with God and His people. By the way, if you care to listen to what goes on at my church, you can listen to podcasts of our sermons at lifespringsunday.com. Today we'll read Genesis 9 and 10 from the Holman Christian Standard Version, or HCSB. Let's go. Genesis chapter 9. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear and terror of you will be in every living creature on the earth, every bird of the sky, every creature that crawls on the ground, and all the fish of the sea. They are placed under your authority. Every living creature will be food for you. As I gave the green plants, I have given you everything. However, you must not eat meat with its lifeblood in it. I will require the life of every animal and every man for your life and for your blood. I will require the life of each man's brother for a man's life. Whoever sheds man's blood, his blood will be shed by man, for God made man in his image. But you, be fruitful and multiply, spread out over the earth and multiply on it." Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, "Understand that I am confirming my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, birds, livestock, and all wildlife of the earth that are with you, all the animals of the earth that came out of the ark. I confirm my covenant with you that never again will every creature be wiped out by the waters of a flood. There will never again be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all future generations. I have placed my bow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I form clouds over the earth, and the bow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all the living creatures. Water will never again become a flood to destroy every creature. The bow will be in the clouds, and I will look at it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all the living creatures on earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have confirmed between me and every creature on earth." Noah's sons who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were Noah's sons, and from them the whole earth was populated. Noah, a man of the soil, was the first to plant a vineyard. He drank some of the wine, became drunk, and uncovered himself inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father naked and told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a cloak and placed it over both their shoulders, and walking backward, they covered their father's nakedness. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see their father naked. When Noah awoke from his drinking and learned what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Canaan will be cursed. He will be the lowest of slaves to his brothers." He also said, "Praise the Lord, the God of Shem. Canaan will be his slave. God will extend Japheth. He will dwell in the tents of Shem. Canaan will be his slave." Now Noah lived 350 years after the flood. So Noah's life lasted 950 years. Then he died. Genesis chapter 10. These are the family records of Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They also had sons after the flood. Japheth's sons, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tirus. Gomer's sons, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. And Javan's sons, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The coastland peoples spread out into their lands. These are Japheth's sons by their clans, in their nations. Each group had its own language. Ham's sons, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. Cush's sons, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtika. And Raama's sons, Sheba and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod, who was the first powerful man on earth. He was a powerful hunter in the sight of the Lord, That is why it is said, like Nimrod, a powerful hunter in the sight of the Lord. His kingdom started with Babylon, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, Calah, and Resen, between Nineveh and the great city Calah. Mizraim fathered Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtahim, Pathrusim, Caslehim, the Philistines came from them, and Kaphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, then Heth, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Afterward, the Canaanite clans scattered. The Canaanite border went up from Sidon, going towards Gerar as far as Gaza, and going towards Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, and Zeboiim, as far as Laisha. These are Ham's sons by their clans, according to their languages, in their own lands and their nations. And Shem, Japheth's older brother, also had sons. Shem was the father of all the sons of Eber. Shem's sons were Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. Aram's sons, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. Eber had two sons. One was named Peleg, for during his days the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. And Joktan fathered Almodad, Shelef, Hazer-Maveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were Joktan's sons. Their settlements extended from Mesha to Sefer, the eastern hill country. These are Shem's sons by their clans, according to their languages, in their lands and their nations. These are the clans of Noah's sons, according to their family records, in their nations. The nations on earth spread out from these after the flood. May God bless the reading of His Word. Did you notice that in chapter 9 we saw what appears to be the first time that God said it was okay to eat meat? And also that all the creatures would fear man? Interesting. And why do you suppose that Noah had the reaction he did with what happened when he was in a drunken stupor in his tent? If you have ideas, stop by the LifeSpring Media Group at Facebook and leave a comment. Let's talk about it. And I think I'll institute another precedent here today. I'm going to give all my contact information on Mondays because I don't want to repeat it every show because I'll just get tired of saying it and you'll get tired of hearing it if I do it every day. So since today is Monday, my email is steve@lifespringmedia.com. On Twitter, I'm @_SteveWeb_. And remember, there's two B's in web. And put a hashtag LifespringMedia on that when you do it on Twitter. In our Facebook group, just search for LifespringMedia. Two words. And don't forget, you can get links to subscribe to the show at lifespringmedia.com. You'll see it in the right-hand sidebar at lifespringmedia.com. There's a link to subscribe through iTunes, and then there's just the regular RSS link that you can plug it into whatever podcast catcher you use. If you would also prefer to get an email instead of subscribe via RSS, if you just want to get an email to remind you that there's a new show, you can sign up for that email list there at LifeSpring Media. You'll see a form at the top of the page there at the website. Now, I think that takes care of all the housekeeping today. So, thank you for being a part of the LifeSpring family. I do appreciate it. I am honored that you would want to listen to God's Word being read by yours truly. So, thank you so much. You're awesome. So, I guess with that, I'll just sign off and say I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb.